seven decades of great music, Z103.com. Good Friday morning to you. Time for episode number 38 of the Basics of Economic Development. Mark Wickersham, good morning.
Hey, here we are on Friday before Christmas, and all through the house, whatever creatures are stirring, and Monty has a Santa suit on today.
I do. Do you like my Santa suit? I'm a little scruffy, and I have a full beard. But
the beard works.
Well, did you get all your shopping done?
Yeah, actually. Okay. I think so.
Yeah. Me too. I think I've got everything I need.
See, and I've got the stockings all hung by the chimney with care, that kind of stuff.
So. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So what do we have today?
Hey, well, okay, the show is about the basics of economic development, so we ought to get back to that point, right?
Right on.
But you know what? Especially this time of year, and what we've just been kind of enjoying in the conversation, it's interesting to me to consider that some of the best themes, which are at the heart of the basics of economic development, you know what? They kind of rhyme with some of the religious themes that we're thinking about at this time of year. Okay, I'm right up front. Yeah, I'm a Christian, but I'm not a theologian. I'm not a Bible scholar. And I mean no disrespect whatsoever to the millions of people around the world who observe other traditions at this time of year, too. But I think it's interesting to consider that there really are a few parallels on broadly religious, broadly honest, honorable elements and themes, both in terms of the best things that we do in economic development and how we serve the community. I mean, economic development, yeah, it's kind of about money, right? But and it's sort of about politics. It's sort of about making news. But the honest, if we don't have good people, if we're not serving people, what really is the point? And it's public service and honoring people and understanding how important people's perspectives and needs and their effort, how everybody's getting along, is critical to the economic development world. And when you think about the idea that, you know, having stable, predictable jobs, I mean, it provides peace of mind to families. Yeah, it's hard work, and yeah, we always want to do better, but that peace of mind is important, and the confidence to know and that you can have hope in what's coming next around the corner, and the hope that somebody's out there working hard to try to create more jobs and make more opportunities available, I think is really important. And in addition to the idea of just how we serve people, but especially now when we think about what's going on around us in the world, peace is important to a stable economy and a sustainable economic development effort. And by the way, when I use the word sustainable in that context, I'm not loading that word with ideology. I'm just saying, can you keep doing it? Can you keep going forward with improvements? I was recently part of an article that's being published in an international publication called Foreign Direct Investment Alliance International, or FDI as I call it. The FDI magazine is published in the UK, and it circulates in Europe and the Middle East. And this winter, the winter issue that I'm involved with and as a featured author and source of an interview, the whole idea of the magazine in this kind of crazy world we're in right now is to help put a perspective on the political, socioeconomic, and security concerns throughout the world, and the fact that businesses are still finding ways to thrive and be successful. I mean, very clearly, the world's facing some serious issues. All you have to do is turn on the media outlet that you work with, and you can't miss it. But when you think about it, it's quite normal to be concerned and afraid, but it's the idea of faith in the future that in ourselves that keeps us moving forward. And the theme that I used in the magazine when I was asked about how businesses are thriving in Huntington County, I said, you know what, it's really important in these sorts of times to know that you've got honorable friends that you can count on. That really is important and valuable to our communities, employers, and any investor and company that's taking a look at a new investment wants to know that they can count on the community, they can count on the leadership, they understand the dynamics, they'll adjust to whether it's a weird or difficult environment or not, but they have to know that they can count on some basic things. Now, on another note, generally speaking, and the people that know me well know that I like the idea, personally, of leaving things in better shape than they were in when I arrived. And whether that's simply a matter of cleaning up after myself or working professionally to improve the future economic prospects in our area, it doesn't really matter. But at the end of the day, it creates a sense of purpose and pride. And I think that is a theme that is important to a community to focus on. And I think our economic development efforts can result in the physical attributes of our community being better cared for and more attractive. In earlier shows, I've commented that when employers are successful, good things happen in a community. And I think it's really important for us to not take things for granted. I remember former Mayor Brooks Fetters used to have a display in the mayor's office, and Mayor Strict has several of those products as well. But they're products which are made in Huntington, and another display which are products that are no longer made in Huntington. And when you look at that display of things that are no longer made in Huntington, they were top quality products at the time. When you think about Majestic Fireplaces, Caswell Runyon Woodworking, just the number of things down the list. And in contemporary times, Breyer's Ice Cream was pretty hard to beat. We, at the time when they were located here, United Technologies made world-class electronic controls here and so forth. It wasn't that these products had problems with acceptability in the marketplace. It was just life changes. And we have to think about that and be ready for it. It's a really good reminder that we need to appreciate the employers who operate in our community, because we're all in this together. And when you think about the good things that are made here today, and you look at our number one employers throughout the county, it's an exciting place to live, work, and play. And so, to make a long story short, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
All right, thank you for that. Let's get back into the music right here on the Z. Merry Christmas.